Do it.
Okay. Hello, this is Audio Berkman. This is Daniel Krawczyk from MediaPolicyBlog.org. I'm talking with Kent Bai. We're just talking about day two of this conference, the Open Media Developer Summit. Kent?
Hi, yeah. My name is Kent Bai, and I'm working on the Echo Chamber project, which is a collaborative documentary taking a look at the pre-war performance of the mainstream media. But what I'm doing is actually putting all the footage and transcribed audio online so they can actually help people in the post-production process. So what I'm doing is that you sort of think of post-production in video and audio as sort of the shot logging, the sequencing, and then the trimming. Sort of you're breaking things into chunks, then you're putting them into a different order, and then you're sort of trimming it up. So what I'm doing is I'm doing the shot logging and the trimming offline in Final Cut Pro, and then I'm putting it online so that then people could then take these chunks of sound bites and media and start rating them, sifting the good from the bad, and then putting them into thematic clusters by tagging them, sort of categorizing them, and then from there putting them into playlists so they can actually sequence them and start listening to them. So it's sort of locally users are participating in sort of adding their context and meaning, but then globally there's these social networking effects that are helping other people find and discover this material. So it's a collaborative sense-making type of process.
That's great. And you're really building tools to do this collaboratively in ways that haven't been done before. Could you talk real briefly just about what that's meant for building those tools?
Sure. Or,
hey, this is Rodica.
Hey.
I just wanted to...
Are they starting? Yeah, I know. Are they starting down there? I wanted to talk to you, though. I'm sorry. I wanted to...
Okay.
Are they starting right now down there or no?
They're starting. He's doing some announcements, but it'll be probably 10 minutes before they really get going.
Okay, good.
I'll be ready.
Rodica, do you want to do an interview a little bit later? Okay, great. Thanks.
He's an easy to talk to kind of guy.
Thanks, Steve, for bringing it up. Okay, sorry. That whole part's going to be cut out, and we're going to start again. Yeah, and you said, you know, it's the collaborative nature that of your project, in addition to the content that you're working with, that makes it so exciting. Doing collaborative editing is a great idea, but one in which there's not a lot of tools already built for, or maybe there are and you're building top. Would you please talk about what you're doing for these tools?
Sure, yeah. There are sort of tools that are emerging and coming out, but they're all within sort of proprietary houses. And so what I'm doing is I'm building my system on top of the open source content management system of Drupal. And I'm taking in the playlist module, which has sort of the capability to add nodes to a playlist and rearrange them using Ajax and all sorts of stuff. And I'm adding QuickTime and Smile and uploading, let's say, a 5-minute MP3 file and telling it where the in and out points of a soundbite are, and then creating this sort of collaborative, you know, this dynamically edited piece of media in that way. So I'm building all this stuff on top of Drupal. So
that's great. That's wonderful. And you're finding that there are other Drupal members in the community who are interested in this and using those tools later?
I'm still sort of developing all this I'm in my own isolated sort of chamber, and I'm hoping that as I get it up and running, I hope to then get more support to help contribute it back to the community. But at this point, I'm still just trying to get my system up and running and working. And so if anyone listening to this wants to help out, they could certainly come to echochamberproject.com and get in touch with me. I'm hoping within the next 5 or 6 weeks to have something live up online so that people could start coming to the website, they could sit down, they could listen to a podcast, they could start doing small things that are adding up, both for their own purpose of organizing and making sense of the material and editing it, but also helping other people edit it as well. So it's just sort of supposed to be designed for someone if they want to help participate in an editing project. They could drop by for 5 to 10 minutes, participate for a little bit here and there, and then still be able to dive into this project and start contributing in many different ways.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you very much, Kent Bai. We appreciate you joining us for Audio Berkman.
All right, thanks.